This is Ted Kennedy. To achieve peace in the Middle East, we need arms control, not arms sales, and a new arms race. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it's a mistake for the Bush administration to be trying to seek peace in the Middle East with one hand while peddling arms there with the other hand. Since the Persian Gulf War last year, the administration has sold over $14 billion in weapons to Arab nations. We've already become the leading arms supplier in the region. Yet the administration is planning massive additional arms sales to Saudi Arabia, giving that country a new offensive capability and doubling its army. This is Middle East madness, Al. We need to stop the arms race, not accelerate it. If the Gulf War taught us anything, it's the danger of allowing, let alone encouraging, undemocratic regimes to build vast arsenals of weapons. The last thing America needs in the Middle East, Al, is to refight the war we just won.
We won it without your vote. Listen to you, and a new war is what we'll get. It's this kind of thinking that got us into the Gulf War in the first place. Congress's failure to approve the sale of weapons to Saudi Arabia was a major reason our troops went. The Saudis couldn't defend themselves. Ted, by strengthening friendly Arab nations and Israel, we will not only boost our political influence in the Middle East, we will also reduce our own defense burden in the region. Right here at home, well, the sale of 72 F-15s could inject more than $13 billion into our economy and keep 40,000 aerospace jobs going. Ted, we're not trying to escalate the arms race, but we are trying to stabilize the balance of power in this unstable region. Oops, I forgot. Balancing just isn't a concept that you liberals can relate to. Just look at the nations and the houses' books under the Democrats in Congress. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on how the economic upswing is hurting the Democrats' chances for the presidency. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.